It's 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday, April. What is today? The 6th? April 6th? Hey, it's April 6th. It's Jesus' birthday. I gotta get up here pretty soon. Go in. I gotta shave. Get ready for work. The normal stuff, don't you know? And I drove out to the crash site, you know, after work, and there was some extra tracks made by trucks and such, and somebody had come out and put out stakes. So I think somebody's bought up some of this land out here and is going to resell it to somebody. We'll see what happens with that. It's interesting times. We'll see what kind of neighbors I get. You know, wasn't going to be so much of a thing. Anyway, so, and it just happened yesterday, because I don't remember any new crazy tracks out here. First I was kind of like nervous and going, oh my gosh, you know, there's going to be some big development out here. Somebody, I remember about, I don't know, it was probably about 6 or 8 months ago. There was, somebody put up a really big, expensive kind of privacy fence on a piece of land not too far from here, and I imagined up in my mind that it was a marijuana grower, because they had lights on all through the night. And couldn't really see it from the crash site, but it was really interesting about who could shine so much light all through the night. And I always heard rumors about these secret greenhouses that people would kind of do inside their houses and grow marijuana in there. Now that it's become practically legalized in New Mexico, you know, not just for, I think it's highly regulated, but it's doable. They had a news story not too long ago in the Tucumcari news that that there was this place opening up that was going to have stuff. And I seem to recall just maybe a week or two ago, there was cars and cars and cars and cars around some I don't know if it's a new establishment or something. And I said, oh shoot, that's probably the place where they're gonna be dispensing the marijuana. I think it's indicative of the times, sadly, that this is so exciting. for people. A legalized drug to help cope with whatever ails people. And I find that as a classic liberal sort of a guy, I don't deeply, you know, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about a lot of things. You know, and other people are probably getting very exercised about it, saying, "Oh, this is the end." And you go, "Well, you know, it might very well be indicative on some level." But I'm not one to try and get government to react to it. Anyway, so, you know, for just a few weeks, as far as I recall, there was these bright lights inside this probably greenhouse thing that it had a privacy fence around it. And then the lights were out and haven't seen the lights again. And I don't know. I find my schedule varies. Lately I've been coming to the crash site earlier. But I get up and I leave in the mornings when it's still dark, so I would notice the lights were back on again, unless they finally covered up the greenhouse sufficiently that you can't see the lights anymore. That's a possibility too, I guess. Everybody trying to make a buck. Oh, it's time of year where. Oh, my nose is just running like crazy. And sneezing. Oh, going through Kleenex like crazy at work. And oh, God. And just sneezing in the boat, the capsule, the Reunion, where I sleep at night. Really, every time the wind's blowing hard, it blows pretty hard here often in the spring. So yeah. Kind of thinking that the stakes mean that somebody's bought up some of the old pieces of land here and marking it so people know where they are for sale. And so I might get some neighbors. Anyway. We'll see what happens. I might have to be a little more mindful of my showering, which I haven't been doing in the winter at all. Might not really do it in the summertime either, although it's kind of nice to do to kind of cool off. Oh, the heat gets a little bit too much. But, you know, anyway. So, I was a little worried last night when I first saw it. As soon as I got out of the car, I went and I traipsed around, walking around where a truck had been out here Using part of the kind of Jeep trail that I kind of created to get to my place, they used to go past my place toward the place where these stakes were going to be. So we shall see what comes. Sometimes these places, people will put up a fence and they'll in the past, it's been, they'll put an old rickety old RV out here. One doesn't know what one's doing now. Most people are just trading these things around, kind of like trading cards, perhaps, looking to buy low and sell high. Take advantage of people's. Honestly, people's concerns, maybe fears about the future, wanting to get away from civilization, which is, that's fine. To know that to a certain extent you really can't. But, whatever. I had something in mind when I bought the crash site, and here I am in the evenings. It might make it easy when I get done with my. With my time here, it will cease to have a need to have this that I can very readily sell the place. Somebody saying, "Oh, I'll buy it from you for $500." They'll immediately turn around and sell it for 2 grand or 3 grand or whatever. And you go, "I don't know. I don't care." He says, It's done its usefulness for me. Anyway, in the big world. More interesting people shuffling around. Had a 40-year-old fella, kind of. Came and camped out at the church building in Tucumcari, trying to figure out this is where he wanted to be. Had a couple of decently long talks with it. Well, a couple, one. I think we had one long talk. He's kind of standoffish. Was an interesting guy. Not really, wasn't terribly forthcoming with his name, but. Anyway. Ended up talking to him a lot about my situation. And I don't know what he thought of any of it. He's got a background. His bachelor's degree was in psychology. And it's like, oh, well, okay. Who am I to say, Mr. At a bachelor's degree in home economics. I was gonna run preschools and then found out that that was a crappy business. Much better being employed by somebody for the technical stuff, even though I don't think it's really my thing. You know, people say, "Well, you made a career out of it." And you go, "No, I did. I don't look at it as a career. It's a job. It's a job. That's all." Although I was crunching some numbers and I'll keep doing it for at least three and a half years or so would probably be smart. Go ahead and keep doing it. To maximize my pension. Lisa's been talking about working, staying at a school for maybe 5 years herself to get a pension. That'll put her at 65. And me, when I get done with my next 3 years, I'll be 58. And we'll have pretty much maximized my pension as well. Well, anyway, it'll all be kind of a decision as to what we really want to do. You know, with time, I'm not really interested in spending my time trying to do something here. My old graduate university, Western Governors University, has just done a master's degree in instructional design is kind of a cool new thing at bigger school systems, which we don't really have in Tucumcari, or the Tucumcari area, and I'm not really interested in having to do something else. I don't think teaching school, it's not going to make as much money as what I make now. I can't. Well, you know what? I can't say that. I can't say that at all. With how much money gets thrown at schools, it's hard to say. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm reasonably happy with the amount of money I'm making now. Although, boy, the inflation's just getting crazy. I've been doing more vegetables. Not so much fruit. A little bit. I've got some grapefruit going this time, but I've been doing celery and of course I have carrots at work, which I didn't eat any carrots last week. Once or twice a week, I'll go and get something cheap. Little Caesar's Pizzas is a cheap pizza place, and not every week I'll go and get something and stretch it out for a little bit. Sometimes I'll get one of their more expensive ones and nurse that for 2 or 3 days just to have some flavor. Because, you know, can I be honest? Vegetables aren't very flavorful. Lisa's been doing the whole food plant-based sort of diet. She's thrown some money at it, more money than I would have thought was really necessary. But, you know, it isn't that we don't have it at the moment, so we might as well look at it. She researches these things like mad, and it's for me, just getting the concept and stuff like that's perfectly adequate. I don't need to pay somebody for the information. But she's willing to. That's always been kind of Lisa. She's been kind of a soft touch for improvements, self-improvement. And she'll it, when she has the resources, she'll put out the money. Anyway, so she's been doing this plant-based stuff, and she's really, when Lisa, the pea princess, really gets into something, she studies and studies and studies and studies and figures out. And she's really big on collecting recipes. And she goes through all the hassle of handwriting them in notebooks. And I said, Lisa, this is you can copy and paste them on a computer, and we'll try to print them out for you. Save you having to write them all down, but that's how she spends her time. She's writing all this stuff out. She's got binders and all kinds of things. She's full of things she's tried out and the things that she's decided that are good, and she puts in her on the schedule, and we eat it. And the strange thing about whole food plant-based is it. She's got a few that's got peanut butter as a basic flavor, and I'm sorry, I do not have any interest in peanut butter as a sauce, and that's how it's usually used, And number one, it's got a lot of sugar in it. All peanut butter tends to have sugar in it, unless you specifically buy the expensive stuff. That doesn't. She's always looking for the exotic things. Almond butter's not very exotic, but I forget what she was looking for. Some nut or seed butter that she couldn't find at Walmart, so might end up having to get it off of Amazon for her. Anyway. Well, sometimes they taste okay, but yeah, I don't like the peanut butter stuff. Once, long time ago, there was a peanut butter, chicken peanut butter sort of food, and it was one of the few things that I just couldn't do. I just couldn't stomach it. And of course, we've never had it again because she does the survey and says, how does everybody feel about something? If everybody says, yeah, it's okay, then it gets added to a rotation, perhaps. And if they say they don't want it, we don't see it again, typically. And, oh, Lisa's real systematic and she's really good about these things. And not too bad of a thing. Anyway, so that's kind of Lisa's thing. She just got, people call it a promotion at work. I wouldn't call it a promotion. I'd call it talked her into doing something that was going to be hard to talk somebody into. And which is handling special ed kids. And she's shadowing the person who was doing it and is leaving the area. And so We'll see how that goes. All this talk of doing it for the next 5 years, and it's like, oh, Lisa, are you sure? You know, I said, it's totally up to you what you want to do. I says, but yeah, I says, I'm not, I don't have any intention of continuing to do the work that I'm doing for any longer than I have to. Once I, once I put my 5 years in to make sure that I'm getting a pension based on $85,000, my intention is to walk away, retire, and live off that pension. Anyway, so she's getting a big raise next year. I don't anticipate I'm going to get a big raise, but maybe I will. Mine isn't strictly speaking tied to the university teaching side. I don't know how that's going to work ultimately. We'll just have to see what happens. I might get a pay increase, but I'm not counting on it. And if I am, I'm not going to reset the 5-year thing. There is a very... big ramp up when you take a bigger salary. It means a lot more than just the amount of time that you have invested. Although I gotta say, I did the comparisons and it's quite sizable how much more money I'll get after, you know, the 3.5 years that I've pretty much got left at this point, and the further the just putting in more time with the same pay grade, the same pay amount, really doesn't get much bigger. You know, every year you'll get maybe not quite $100 more every month. Well, I don't know. You just can't predict the future particularly. But things are going to happen. Well, I think I've chewed up enough time. It's probably close to 5 now. I don't need to probably get up and start making the S507. It's time to start making my way into Socorro. And, my biggest thing is to call Lisa before she takes off to go to work. She leaves about 6:45 in the morning to get there. So it's 5:08 and it's a good time. So people just trying to figure out their lives and what they're going to do and how they're going to do things. So, and you can't fault them that I continue to put out. I've been doing video on YouTube that nobody watches. You know, it's about faith and repentance. And pretty soon I'm going to have to do one about baptism. And that's going to be tricky because, you know, you have to explain exactly what baptism represents and what it does. And it's mostly a show to Christ that, that you're following him. And that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people because they go, well, I don't even know if I believe in Christ. You go, well, you know, he's asked us to do this thing, so. And I predicate almost everything on blessings and what you can need, because let me tell you, in these times where there's hardly anything that you can put your faith in, that it's the whole thing about, you put your faith in Christ. This is just as much a time to do it as any other. And yeah. You have faith. You have faith. So get something pulled together for that. Get that recording out. And then you know, we talk about the gift of the Holy Ghost to help you along your way, to help you do what's right, make changes, pursue that which is true, and learn to the end. Golly, the basics. Of course, there's always a little bit more to do, the stuff in the temple, but anyway. Okay, it's about time to get going. So I haven't made one of these recordings in a while. I need to upload what I have. And, get things running. So from the crash site, this is Jason, the priest, and I'll talk to you later.